in Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Outside State Department headquarters in Washington, a show of support from former State Department workers to fired employees as they walked out of the building.
Hope that they're firing, which I consider illegal, is going to be somehow retracted.
More than 1,300 people losing their jobs at State Friday. More fallout over the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Sources tell ABC News that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has told allies he might resign over the DOJ's handling of the case. In Kerrville, Texas, Friday night, mourners gathering for a vigil for those lost in the July 4th flood. The death toll rising to 129 people. At least 166 are missing. A preliminary report into the Air India crash last month, which left 260 people dead, concluding the fuel to the airplane's engines was shut off by cockpit switches seconds after takeoff. This is ABC News. A former Marine reservist is on the most wanted list in Texas in connection with an ambush on a police officer outside an ICE detention center.
Benjamin Song is thought to have been among a group of heavily armed people who lured a police officer to an immigration detention center in Alvarado, south of Fort Worth, and then shot and seriously wounded him. Teddy May is the police chief.
Attack on my department. Attack on our city. Attack on the rule of law.
His officer is recovering. A dozen people are in custody, and a $35,000 reward's been posted for information about Benjamin Song. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In a tit-for-tat move, Russia has closed the Polish consulate in Kaliningrad. Russia's foreign minister says it's in retaliation for Poland closing the Russian consulate in Krakow. Prosecutors in France have launched an investigation into alleged data tampering and fraud involving Elon Musk's X platform. In January, government officials accused X's algorithm of being used for foreign interference. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Miz is headed to the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski has been selected to pitch in the All-Star Game Tuesday night at 23 and just 5 starts, the Miz setting an All-Star record for earliest career appearance. I asked him, how did his teammates react?
They were all thrilled about it and they're happy for me. But yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall.
Incredible. I mean, I think we all know, you know, he's worthy of it. The kid's stuff is unbelievable. It's fun to watch, and like Murph said, it's super exciting, and it's good for baseball, so we're also super happy for him.
The Brewers went on to beat the Nationals 8-3. The two teams play again today. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. NBA, the Bucks introduced center Miles Turner to the media. The Bucks facing the Cavaliers today in summer league action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Highs near 80 degrees, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It'll be a little bit breezy out of the west. For tonight, mostly clear and breezy, a low around 60. Sunday, sunshine and 82, sunny and 85 on Monday.
It's 67 right now.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Todd Alba Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Hope you have a fun and safe 4th of July weekend. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here's a show that includes artists in Wisconsin. Hope you enjoy.
Welcome back. This is a Monday night version of Nightlight, folks. Slightly different than a Tuesday version or a Wednesday version in that they're different days. Other than that, it's the same old Nightlight, except we are live from downtown Madison tonight. Always fun to be in Madison doing the show. Coming up in the second hour, local musician and filmmaker James Runday will be here. He's going to pop on for a few minutes and tell us about his new film he's working on. Always great to talk to James. And then Daryl Burnett from the Green Bay Automobile Gallery will be here at 720 in studio talking about really cool stuff up at their Green Bay facility and events they have coming up and movie cars and all kinds of fun stuff. We talk about movies quite a bit here, so I will try to tie anything to movies. And my next guest's music, their band, Cat and the Hurricane, I don't know if they've had music of theirs in movies yet, but they should because it is outstanding. And it is my pleasure now to welcome the lead singer and guitarist from Cat and the Hurricane, Cat Rhapsody, with the coolest name I've ever heard. Cat, welcome.
Thank you so much, Pete. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you again, too. I'm glad you reminded me. I know we featured your music on here, but I had completely forgotten about that car conversation we had when Terry brought you on and you were in the car. That was so much fun. But yeah, it's great to have your undivided attention now when you're not weaving in and out of traffic. So a much safer atmosphere here. So
for the listeners, I was parked.
Oh, you were? Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, Kat, it's great to see you. What is Cat Rhapsody? I don't even care if it's your real name. It's just a really, and I, Pete Schwabba, there's nothing exotic about my name. One of our listeners says you have to wet your lips to say my last name properly. I don't even know what that means. But Cat Rhapsody, I'm working with a guy named Dom Lee tonight. You guys both have cool names, so it's good to
know. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, yes, I appreciate this is just that. This is just a stage name for Cat and the Hurricane.
It works.
If you want to know my real name, you'll have to pay me money. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't have to divulge any information that would get you in trouble tonight, Cat. I don't want to do that. You could be on the lam for all I know. Tell us about Cat and the Hurricane. For listeners who either missed those segments or haven't heard of you guys, how did the band form? And then we'll get into, you guys have won a host of awards. We'll get to that. We're going to play some of your music. But how did you guys form?
Well, I started Cat and the Hurricane in October of 2015. It was just me. I was just doing solo stuff. I was just coming off of being in a band for about three-ish years that kind of just dissolved over time. And I was the only one in that group of people that didn't already have a pre-existing project. So I took to using my friend and his resources to put an album together in a basement, and that ended up being the first album that I ever had, which is Miles Away, that you can find on all streaming platforms. Very much a baby version of what Cat and the Hurricane used to be. And from there, I knew I felt really lonely in doing the solo thing. So I knew that I wanted to branch out and find new band members. And that's when in 2018, I walked into my favorite open mic that I had been attending for years. And I saw Benjamin Rose for the very first time. And we had just happened to be in Janesville at the right time, at the right moment. And we became friends. We started playing out together. And then it wasn't until 2019 when Benjamin moved up to Madison first, and then I followed up in August of 2019 wow. when I met Alex, our drummer. And since then, we've been grinding ever since. And unfortunately, 2019 came at a time of like we were getting ready to go on our first tour, and then COVID yeah. happened. But so we had to make live streaming work. And that also like devolved into so many wonderful things and relationships, even though, you know, with the bleakness of the time. But really, truly, it's just been like the solid three of us with some, you know, interchangeable members from time to time. But yeah, it's been us since 2019, and now we're in 2025. And it's just been such an crazy, crazy journey of getting to this moment right now.
Wow, that's so great. So Cat and the Hurricane consists of Cat Rhapsody, my guest, and you mentioned Benjamin Rose and drummer Alex Nelson, and occasionally accompanied by singer Candace Griffin.
My right? best friend of 10 years, oh, over nice. 10 years now.
So when you guys came here, was that because Madison has a good music scene, or does it help you to be here? Have you thought about going other places, or are you fine being here? You've won a slew of awards here in Madison, so that was obviously a good move.
Yeah. So Benjamin and I were both from Janesville, and yeah. to be honest, there's really just nothing going on in Janesville. Also, Janesville has its own problems with systemic racism and just straight up homophobic and transphobia. So if we had stayed there, I don't believe that we would have been on the same path as we are now. It just didn't have the thing that we needed. And Madison is just so much more open-minded, and the music community here is bustling. There are things happening, there are events, people are organizing. And so I think we really found the place where we truly belong. And Alex was already here.
Okay.
So in 2019, I ended up moving in with them. They'd only ever played on an e-kit. I was like, hey, do you want to play drums? They're like, I don't have a real kit. And I was working at a music store at the time, and I bought them a drum kit. And I said, all right, you have a drum kit now. Be in my band.
You had to bribe them, basically, it sounds like. So, all right, you guys have been together since 2017. You're an all queer and trans synth rock indie pop band. Is that a competitive like brand? I mean, that's who you guys are, but is there competition between other bands that can say that, or are there not many bands that identify like that?
I think that there's not a lot of competition for us because there aren't a lot of like solid queer and trans bands that are like doing the same exact thing as us. So it's like we don't see this competition. We just see it as an opportunity to work with other queer and trans bands, whether it's the same genre, whether it's punk, whether it's like alternative, it doesn't matter. We are not afraid of playing with all genres on a lineup, because that
right.
that just makes it more enticing for anybody to come out to a Cat and Hurricane show. They can expect any kind of genre on any given lineup at any given time.
Great answer. And I didn't mean competition. I meant it in the sense that like all bands are trying to get seen, and they're really competing against themselves. And you have to put out good music regardless of sure. who is in your band. But it is Pride Month. You guys do have some big dates coming up this month that people can still take advantage of seeing you guys live. Where tell us about this Saturday in Sheboygan, right?
Yes. So, yes, this Saturday is Sheboygan. We're going to be playing with the Traveling Suitcase, and I believe our good friends from Line are also going to be up in Sheboygan with us. So that's going to be a great time. It's being put on by Paradigm. They've had to work really hard to push back against the city about even being allowed to have this gathering.
Really?
Because, again, as you can wow. see in the political climate that we have today,
yeah.
People will say anything, do anything to try to like impede on us just like having our own celebration that's not really like directly affecting them until Correct. They come into our spaces and make it about them. Because, right, So the point is, like, to center us, to center queer and trans people. And I don't know, there's just something about that that really just irks straight people. It makes them angry, and that's very sad. But that's why we keep doing it. We can't Absolutely. Stop because we're here and we deserve to
absolutely
be prideful, be joyful, and gather.
And you're right. Like, don't go.
But if then on Sunday.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you're invited, obviously. Sure. And you're invited. But if you're invited, you need to act right. You need right. to, you know, come correct, because it's supposed to be a warm and welcoming, gathering for anybody. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you guys, when you were talking about that cat, I could see the ire coming up a little bit. Have you, like, how much of your songwriting is affected by what you guys go through?
I'll speak for Got It Out specifically, because we, on that album, have a little bit more of politically charged songs, because we were writing these songs, like, starting in 2020 all the way up until now. And even though we released it at the end of 2023 now, or I'm sorry 2024, they're still very relevant to exactly what's happening today. And we'll continue to keep writing about our personal experiences of living and existing as queer and trans people in this political climate. We have to. It's not that we're like, it's not just because we're queer and trans, but we are a band that is queer and trans. So there is a lot of it that, you know, does surround the identity. But what we always say when we get on stage is that we just want to be the representation that we needed when we were kids, because right. we know there are queer and trans kids that are growing up in America that feel very alone. And if we can get up on a stage in front of a kid that needs something or a song to hang on to know that, you know, they're going to be okay, and that they can too live to be a happy, healthy, grown trans or queer adult. You know, we want to show them that is sure. possible.
Absolutely. My guest is Kat Rapsody. They are the lead singer and guitarist in the band Kat and the Hurricane. Let's hear. Oh, do we have time, or should we wait till after the break? We can play. Let's play some. I really want to hear Caffeine.
Let's play a little, let's play some.
All right. And we'll tune it out. Give me 20 seconds to fade it out, and I'll introduce the next segment, because I want to hear more of our guest's music too. So
absolutely.
Here's Kat the Hurricane.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine? Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Second and smoke.
is... I love that song, Kat. We are coming right back. Kat Rhapsody is here. We're going to hear another tune after a very short break here, and we'll tell you where you can see Kat and the Hurricane and about all their awards they won last weekend. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
Love caffeine, got alcohol.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
If you've ever wanted to go to Comic-Con but couldn't afford it or it's just too far away, then maybe consider Kitsune-Con. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Kitsune-Con is coming July 11th through the 13th at the KI Convention Center. It's an event that's dedicated to bringing anime and gaming awesomeness to the Fox Valley and Green Bay area. Filled with voice actors, classic gaming, foam sword fighting, and a manga cafe, this is a nerd's paradise. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight coming to you live from beautiful Madison, Wisconsin tonight, overlooking State Street. Gorgeous night. Things are cooling off a little bit, but not here on Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got Kat Rhapsody for a few more minutes. They are the lead singer and guitarist of the band Kat and the Hurricane. We just heard the song. Is it Coffee and Alcohol or Alcohol and Coffee? I always get confused. Coffee and alcohol.
Caffeine and alcohol.
Caffeine and alcohol. All right. Yes. So that is one of my favorite tunes. I love that song. You just won an award for that song. Your band did. Tell us about all the success you had at the most recent Madison Area Music Awards, which just happened and you guys cleaned up.
Yes. It was so much fun. So first of all, it was the first time for me and the band to be going to the Atwood Music Hall. And it's just gorgeous. So very happy to know that we have another venue here in Madison, which is wonderful. We went and we saw so many of our friends. We saw really great bands perform. I actually have one of the awards right here with me now.
Oh, nice.
This is what all five of them looked like, and this one in particular is 2025 Performer of the Year.
Wow.
So I took this one, and then we spread out the other ones amongst the other band members, but in order, it's a song of the year, caffeine and alcohol, pop song of the year, caffeine and alcohol, pop album, got it out, performer of the year, and then rock performer. So that is five Mama awards that we walked away with last Sunday. And so, we are so honored to represent Madison.
What do you do with that, Kat? You've got five awards. Does that just up your price at clubs? Does it make you want to go out into the world even more? I mean, the awards are great, but what do you do with them to propel the band forward?
I mean, just the representation of, like, we're from Madison, and reminding people that there is a very lively, bustling music scene here.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Madison sometimes is seen as like a flyover city. It absolutely is not. It's really up and coming, especially with the smaller local venues that have opened up in the recent couple years here. Like Atwood Music Hall and like Gamma Ray has been vital to the revitalization of the music scene here.
Right. All right. So for people that want to see you guys live, you're performing a few more Pride Fest dates here in Wisconsin. You've got Sheboygan this Saturday at Pride Fest, Sunday in Oshkosh at Pride Fest, and then Madison on June 30th. So where can people get tickets for this?
Yes.
For the shows?
So the Pride events are going to be free. So you can catch us in Sheboygan and Oshkosh free of charge. As for our Monday night, June 30th show, is going to be at the Gamma Ray Bar. And you can find all of the information on gammaray.bar. That's okay. The website link. Or you can find all of the information to finding tickets and times and all of that on catandthehurricane.com.
That's fantastic. I want to close with another one of your songs called Sorry That I'm Like This, another great tune. But I have to ask you, as an openly all queer or trans band, are you hesitant to go into areas that are less friendly? I've never understood people that Colin Kaepernick takes a knee. I'm never watching football again. Bruce Springsteen sings about the working man. I'm never listening to him again. What openly queer and trans bands have, I think, is like that tenfold with the adversity you guys face. Does that make you not want to perform places, or do you want to go in there even more then?
That's a great question. We know that we can't live our entire lives in fear. It is scary sometimes when we do leave Madison. Madison has been very wonderful to us. We feel comfortable here. We feel safe here. But yeah, when we do go out on tour, it is a lot to, it's a lot of logistics of like, who are we playing with and what venue? And is the venue a warm and welcoming place for people like us? And then on top of that, we have to think about where we're going to stop to eat food and sit down. We have to think about where we're going to lay our heads at night. We have to think about where we're going to stop to go to the bathroom. Those are just all things that we do have to think about on a regular basis. And I think the best way for like our heterosexual siblings is to keep asking your queer and trans people in your life how they're doing.
Yeah.
Ask us how we're doing and if we need anything, and let them know that you're listening and that you see them and that you understand that we have to think about so many more things than an average person has to think about before they leave their house in the morning.
Well, that's a great answer.
And so when we get up on stage, we remind people like we're here, we're queer, and it's not the end all be all that we are queer and trans, but like we are who we are on top of being the representation of our community. So, you know, every day is a new surprise of like who we're going to meet out there. Just keep asking questions and keep checking in on your queer and trans friends. We need you now more than ever.
Kat, I love the answer. I love the music. You say Madison's been good to you. You guys have been good to Madison too. So keep up the great work. And we're going to close this segment with part of your song, Sorry That I'm Like This, another great tune. This is Kat and the Hurricane taking us a break. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And I look forward to one day having you guys in the studio. That would be great. So,
thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Kat.
We'll make it happen.
All right.
We're
coming right back.
Yeah. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Netnair on Air.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Outside State Department headquarters in Washington, a show of support from former State Department workers to fired employees as they walked out of the building.
I hope that their firing, which I consider illegal, is going to be somehow retracted.
More than 1,300 people losing their jobs at State Friday. More fallout over the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Sources tell ABC News that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has told allies he might resign over the DOJ's handling of the case. In Kerrville, Texas, Friday night, mourners gathering for a vigil for those lost in the July 4th flood. The death toll rising to 129 people. At least 166 are missing. A preliminary report into the Air India crash last month, which left 260 people dead, concluding the fuel to the airplane's engines was shut off by cockpit switches seconds after takeoff. This is ABC News.
The Miz is headed to the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski has been selected to pitch in the All-Star Game Tuesday night at 23 and just 5 starts, the Miz setting an All-Star record for earliest career appearance. I asked him, how did his teammates react?
They were all thrilled about it and they're happy for me. But yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall.
Incredible. I mean, I think we all know, you know, he's worthy of it. The kid's stuff is unbelievable. It's fun to watch, and like Murph said, it's super exciting, and it's good for baseball, so we're also super happy for him.
The Brewers went on to beat the Nationals 8-3. The two teams play again today. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. NBA, the Bucks introduced center Miles Turner to the media. The Bucks facing the Cavaliers today in summer league action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Highs near 80 degrees, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It'll be a little bit breezy out of the west. For tonight, mostly clear and breezy, a low around 60. Sunday, sunshine and 82, sunny and 85 on Monday.
It's 67 right now.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild is in the guest host seat with me on Monday. We keep you up to date. Who's out and who's in? Is it Bongino and Patel or Bondi at the DOJ?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Hope you have a fun and safe 4th of July weekend. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here's a show that includes artists in Wisconsin. Hope you enjoy.
But this is a great question tonight. Would you agree, Conrad?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just making sure you're still there.
I am.
All right. He turns the mic down, and he has like a keg party when I'm not there. Bridget from the 818 says, I love Mark Ruffalo. He's great in everything he does. I could not agree more, Bridget. She says he is from Kenosha. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. She says, Pete Schwab is my favorite Wisconsin actor from the North Woods. Okay. Thank you, Bridget. I appreciate that. There's not a whole lot of competition up there, so, but there's some. That's good. And then Aunt Carla checks in again and says, Agnes Moorhead was Andora, Samantha's mortal loathing, quick-witted witch mother. Yes, of course. I never watched that show. But thank you, Carla, for keeping us in the loop there. So keep those questions coming. Who is your favorite actor or actress from Wisconsin? That is our question of the night. And it's a good one. We've had a lot of activity on this. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you absolutely should. It is one of the most easy-to-use apps. Chris, did you have anything to do with the app? No? Just say that you did, right? Yeah, it's all Chris Casper, folks. All right. We have an outstanding show going here tonight. We've had Pat McGann on in the first hour, and now we have musician Marta Hansen. The piano gal is in studio, and word on the street is that you're going to perform my favorite song of yours. Is that true?
I am.
Okay. Tell us a little bit, if you would. The song is called The Lasts,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I liked it so much, I went to the Google.
To the
and
Googs.
I could not find the lyrics, but I kind of can hear them in there. So I get the song, but now that I have you here, I think I'll be able to decipher it a little bit easier.
Probably.
But tell us, where did you get the inspiration for this song?
The song is about my kids.
Wow,
and
nice.
Being a parent. So it's about those moments where... The moments of being a parent that are the last moments, and you don't know it's the last moment until it's already passed. Like walking them to school one day, they don't want you to anymore. Carrying them, rocking them to sleep, doing all those things that like you look back like a year later and you're like, that was the last time I did that. And, you know, it's just those moments, because you always take pictures of like the big moment, the graduations and all of the things. But what about those little things that just kind of like end?
I like this song even more now. And I was at a play yesterday in Marinette at our theater on the Bay. They do a great job.
Yeah.
And my daughter, when we moved here from Los Angeles in 2011, she was six, seven.
Yeah.
She started in these shows. And then yesterday she was in Matilda. And she was part of the ensemble and dancing and singing a song called When I Grow Up. And she's going to away to college in the fall.
Ugh.
And she's singing When I Grow Up, and all I can do is picture her on the stage at seven, and now her last show. I lost it.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, so I love hearing a story behind a song. So let's, this is Marta Hansen performing her song, The Last, here on Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
That's what they say.
I wasn't on live radio right now, I would be a wreck.
Aww.
Knowing that now that I know what you're singing about, it's even worse, Marta. My God. How old are your kids?
13, and my oldest will be 16 in 2 weeks.
All right. So you've got a few lasts. You've got more time. That's, yeah. I'm about to be an empty nest.
I know.
So
we're looking at colleges.
And, yeah. It goes so fast. It's just crazy. So that's just such a beautiful song. How do you measure songs that you've done in terms of, like, do you use Spotify or can you tell how many people have heard that? You must get a lot of good feedback.
Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of feedback when I perform live. And I love that personal person to person feedback, but I'm on Spotify, I'm on iTunes and all those things. And so I do see streams and I see which songs are the most popular in that regard. And, you know, what takes on the radio here on Max Inc. And then I do get radio play on 105.5 on the local hour with Kitty. So gauge it all that way. And I mean, at the end of the day, for me, I just want to connect with people. And I think there's not enough music out there from, like, a parent perspective. And so I do write a lot about being a parent and being in my 40s and, like, just that. Because we go through some stuff, you know?
Oh,
yeah. So if I feel the emotion behind it when I sing it, I know people are feeling it when they listen.
It's kind of, parenthood is kind of a trap because you just kind of like, I mean, I always knew I wanted to have kids, but you don't get the emotion and all that stuff and the connect. They're what makes you feel old because you see how old they get. Like, I'm an immature goofball most of the time.
Same.
But
same.
I can't brand myself that way anymore because I have kids and I have to be an adult sometimes.
I know. I'm like, I still think I'm really cool and fun and hip. And then my kids are like, okay.
I think you are. But now as you say that, if you're watching on the stream, you do look like you're sitting at the kids' table.
I know. I do. I'm like, way down here. Hi, everybody. Hey, but you remember my tattoos? I'm so cool.
You're cool.
I'm cool.
For sure.
Just way down here, kids' table.
Marta Hansen is my guest here on Nightlight. She's in the studio here in Madison where we're bringing you Nightlight from tonight on a gorgeous night here in our state capital. So what does your family think? Do you play, like, when you think you have a good song, are they your first sort of test audience or do you have friends you go to? How do you sort of know you have a hit or feel good about what you're doing?
Where I go to record, I work with some other musicians because, you know, I don't play guitar or bass or drums or anything. So I gauge their opinion. That's kind of the first go-to. And then, my husband and my kids, my oldest, who's named Willem, by the way.
Like, oh,
Willem
come
Dafoe.
On.
I know.
So
we didn't name him after Willem Dafoe, but it was a consideration because we could be like, Willem's from, you know, Wisconsin.
You were new parents. You were exhausted. It's just a misprint on the birth certificate. You just missed. As a result, you named him.
We love that name. It's just the coolest.
It's a great
unique name.
Yeah.
But he is very into music. He gets vinyl. He, like, digs into everything. Like, currently, he's, like, really getting into Stone Temple Pilots. Like, he's working his way through all the 90s. He, like, goes through all discographies. So if he likes it and he's going to put it, he says, Mom, I would put that on this playlist.
Yeah.
I know I've got a good one.
Nice.
Because he knows music.
Do you have a favorite venue in Madison you like to play?
Oh, gosh.
Or elsewhere in Wisconsin. We're on statewide, so if you are going to be anywhere in the state, I'd love it if you could help people.
Yeah, I mean, I stick to kind of the Madison and then Burbs kind of area. Unfortunately, I'm done for the rest of this summer because I'm having surgery on Monday. But normally I'm playing throughout the whole summer. And then I play in the fall and the winter and stuff too. But I play at a lot of places that are really good for solo musicians. So like the Tasting Room of Nona, I play at BB Jack's, I play at Toot & Kate's Wine Bar, I play at a lot of places like that. A lot of farmers markets and, you know, just kind of all over the place.
Do you just walk in with your keyboard or do you have an arrangement or accompaniment?
I do occasionally bring other musicians, but for the most part, it's my keyboard, my sound setup, my microphone, and then my electric ukulele because I like to toss that in. Because I like to do a lot of covers and I'll do, I like to make 90s rock covers, my feminine girly version. So sometimes that's with piano, sometimes it's with ukulele. So I'll do like, you know, like Smashing Pumpkins, but I'll do it on uke.
What song?
Disarm.
Wow.
Or in Today and also 1979. Those are ones that I cover a lot. Yeah.
Conrad, get that ready for when we go to break. That's one of our favorite go to break songs. I like that song. So who are your influences, Marta? Like, who got you thinking, like, who did you hear where you say, one day I want to play a song. I want to sound like them. I want to write something that inspires other people the way I hear this, you know?
You know, a lot of, I'm dating myself again. I'm in my mid 40s. So like Alanis Morissette and Sarah McLachlan, Tori Amos.
You know? I totally get that.
Yeah, all of those. And then I love, like, Kurt Cobain is like, I love Nirvana. I love Foo Fighters. I love.
You're getting a.
I love.
Chris is in there raising the roof.
I even cover Alice in Chains and I do it on piano and vocal.
Wow.
Yeah. Like it's just that I'm a 90s grunge girl.
That's so cool. Do you have a song that sounds
I have one coming out this Friday. Good job. Okay. Plug in my song,
Look
Pete.
Look at what I did.
I have a new single coming out called What a Pity. And it is like straight up, like you could put it on lithium on XM radio and it would fit right in.
You want to play that when we come back? Or what? It's totally up to you.
Well, it doesn't really work on piano. It's heavy guitar, bass. It's like gritty.
Oh,
so, but
sweet.
It's out. It comes out, and you can get it on Spotify and all streaming sites this Friday.
I have a gazoo in the car. Does that help in any way?
Oh my God, that would really grunge it up big time.
That would grunge it up.
Yes, that would be great.
How do you describe like what genre you put yourself in?
I say it's mom rock.
She's going to play for us again. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a three-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbrough, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026, for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
We're hanging out here with Marta Hansen, one of my new favorite local musicians in the Madison area here, and she is not touring. She's done touring this summer, but when do you kick that up again?
I'll probably be back in it in like September.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll start.
Do you have a website you want to plug?
I do.
Can people find out where they can see
you? I keep it as updated as I can. It's my name, Marta Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N. music.com. So MartaHansenMusic.com.
And it's Mom Rock.
Mom Rock.
You know what I like about that is it's so spot on for what you're doing, who you are. Like, there's a new term yacht rock is all over the place.
I'm
That's a cool term, but I don't really see how it correlates to. Maybe I haven't been on enough yachts, and maybe that's the kind of music they play. But I'm like,
I'm not rich enough to have a yacht, so I don't know.
Yeah, like yeah. I guess they play the Doobie Brothers on the yacht. I don't know. So, what would you rather do? Would you rather sing and write music, or I mean, I only ask this. I assume. Most people would say, I want to sing and songwrite and play, but you seem to truly be passionate about tuning and upcycling and restoring pianos.
What's
your favorite?
That's so hard. Yeah, you know, I don't even know if I could answer that. And I think it's because I'm very, like, in everything, and I'm a kind of a busybody. And so if I did one, I would get bored, and I would burn out. So, like, I love that I have – you know, the upcycling and the tuning and repair and the songwriting and the performing, because then I never get sick of any of them.
That's so great. All right. So tell us a little bit. You're going to play another song for us. What's it called?
It's called The Way I Used To.
Okay. And tell us, give us a little background on
this. So this is off my EP that came out a few months ago, same as the last came out. And it's, the EP is called Of a Certain Age. So all four songs are about motherhood and aging as a woman. Okay. So this song is about me being in my 40s and my body changing, not looking the same, having more wrinkles, having a little bit more around my midsection, not as cool as I think I am anymore, you know, just kind of
not
like,
with that attitude.
No. So it's just about like being a woman in her 40s and what it's like to age and kind of have to come to grips with looking different, feeling different, having a different perspective.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. This is Marta Hansen live from our studios in Madison on Nightlight.
Can't be thin the way I used to.
That's Marta Hansen and her mom rock.
My mom rock.
I love that. Is that the first? Did you make that up? That's the first time I've ever heard that.
I think I made it up. I hadn't heard it from anybody else, and I was trying to like categorize myself. I was like, it's not really alternative rock. It's not really modern rock. And yeah. I was like, you know, it's kind of mom rock.
I love it.
So I just kept it.
How do you know when you have a song? How do you know, like, do you think of something while you're driving? Do you actually sit down and write? What's your process?
I usually have like an idea on a topic, and then I write lyrics, and then I figure out all the chord progressions around the lyrics first.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Do most musicians do it that way, or
I don't know. I think it's really different. I think it varies a lot. I think some people write chords first, or some people come up with a melody first. But I do lyrics, chord changes, and then melody.
Okay.
So,
This is really fun. Can I ask you what you're watching after I plug tomorrow night's show? Can you think about what you're watching on TV? Because I'm going to...
House of the Dragon.
All right, you're supposed to think about it. I'm going to read this thing.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sure you're watching more than one show. All right.
There's more than one show. Yeah.
That's the voice of Marta Hansen. It's been so great having her here in the studio tonight.
Thanks for having
me. Absolutely. And keep us posted. I want to know when you have new stuff out. I'd love to hear more of it here in the studio as well. Very cool. All right. You have to stay in touch.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
Thank you to Chris Casper for setting us all up. He is an absolute gem of a human being and a whiz at engineering. Thank you to Conrad. We'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. There were memorials throughout Texas last night, 1 week since those deadly flash floods swept through the hill country. More than 160 people are still missing, and the death toll stands at nearly 130. Yesterday, President Trump toured the area.
The president and first lady visiting with first responders and grieving families.
Dozens and dozens of precious children taken.
And Trump was asked to respond to those who say warning alerts didn't go out in time and that more people could have been saved.
Well, I think everyone did an incredible job under the circumstances.
The president has previously talked of potentially eliminating FEMA, but he praised the agency's response.
ABC's Trevor Ault in Texas. Fuel cutoff switches are at the center of a new preliminary report into that crash of an Air India jet last month. Authorities finding the switches were somehow activated, restricting fuel to the plane's engines. This is ABC News.